Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing tonight?
Yay! We're all here. Okay, well, you and I are here.
Yeah, we're here. We're here. We're definitely here. Where is everyone at? Let me find out.
I'm wondering if there's chat room issues, you think? Maybe?
I don't know what
to
think.
Oh, no, wait. We have a guest.
We have a guest. Guest 6593. Exactly. Oh, well, I guess we're going to be serenading, you know, and kind of just like kicking it a little bit with our guest who just logged into the chat room and now out. So maybe that's
the
issue.
This is what I mean.
I'm
wondering if there's an issue with the chat room. So if you are listening, Blog Talk let us know that they are having technical issues. So if you can't get through or are getting booted out of the chat room or whatever, it's going to be Blog Talk. We may even suddenly go off the air.
Right. We have no idea what's happening right now. None.
See, Mark just said it took a while to connect, so there you go.
Yeah, that's probably what's happening because the room is never this dead when Dr. Shu is on. I'm sorry. Anyone who's been listening in from the beginning knows that this is just bogus, okay? So thanks, Blog Talk.
Oh, we have two guests.
You're number one.
Yay!
You know, yay.
They're slowly filtering in.
Yay! Okay, because I was
Austin,
about to say.
Austin Reed,
Okay.
So
we're a little bit excited.
What are we going to discuss? I think you have ideas, and I've been doing the whole Boston bombing thing for a couple of days, and now the Texas thing.
Right. There's so many different things that we want to touch on, so we'll just kind of like skip around, spend a few minutes on each thing, because there's a lot to talk about. And if anyone wants to...
I was hoping that you peeps would call in with your views on the whole Boston bombing thing, because I have done a lot of studying of forensic psychology, so that's looking into the minds of freaks. Hello. Look what I do for a living. But no, I really enjoy getting into the minds of criminals and finding out, like, why they do what they do, and because there's a great big... there's controversy over whether or not... Is it sociological or is it something genetic? And that's going to be a debate for a very, very long time. We probably will never find out within our lifetimes what the answer is going to be. But I just find it interesting. So I was doing like a forensic profile of who I thought the bombers were.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I swear I do strange things. So I was like 20-year-old white males for sure. Definitely 20-year-old white males are in their 20s. So I swear, sure enough, look at what the pictures are showing. Males in their white 20s. Those are the two suspects they're looking for.
It's crazy.
It's just really, it was too unorganized, although it was, you know, handled okay. From a criminal standpoint, if you're looking at a group like Al-Qaeda or something, they're not going to bother. There wasn't enough carnage. It just didn't have that feel to it. Mm-hmm. So it had more of a feel of it being either a lone wolf or, you know, a couple of guys or, you know, maybe a group of guys, that kind of thing. So, and sure enough, you got a couple of white guys. I said that this afternoon on Twitter. Chris Rock said there are the only people that really scare him are 20-year-old white boys. And I have to say, I am the exact same way. It's like, look at the track record we have. You've got the Sandy Hook, 20s, mm-hmm. you know, 20s white male. The guy from Colorado, 20s white male. Like, we need more mental health, not gun control. So, that's just my thought. But you could just tell that that's the way it was going to go, sure enough. You know, and right. if you look at their faces, people are like, oh, well, actually that came up. Bunny asked on Twitter, you know, do you think they're going to kill themselves or will the FBI get them? They're too arrogant to kill themselves. Right now, because of their age and everything else, they think they're invincible. FBI doesn't have us yet. Nah, 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 nah. That's what that is. Literally, that's what that is.
Mhm. It's crazy, and it's funny how typically people have, like, you know, black males, quote unquote, you know, are the scary ones. Hold your bags, hold your purses, you know, things of that nature.
No, that I will take a gang banging black male. I will take a biker. And I will take, who else? I'll even take a Latino gangbanger over a white male in his 20s. Because it's like they're walking around with, and I'm not saying that everybody's got their issues, but you're looking at, for some reason, this group is very mentally disturbed. So, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know why. I have no idea. Actually, what do we got here? Mark was saying, I was hoping it would not be domestic terrorism. It's more difficult for me to understand. If you're a citizen, how about voting instead? What happens is people start to feel as though their vote doesn't count. And then once you start getting into that mentality and you start going into the extreme libertarian stuff, you know, now you're getting into, you know, government screwed, the government doesn't care, and yeah, I'm using a Southern accent because, hello, most of you are from there, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that whole, it's almost like a white supremacist kind of uber right-wing, uber Baptist, yeah, I'm throwing it all in there, sort of mentality. You know, your Westboro Baptist Church types, which I'm sorry, I don't like Westboro Baptist Church. That's just me.
Westboro Baptist Church. One
what,
of which I'm not liking.
They're horrible people under the guise of being Christian. They're the ones
mm-hmm.
that run around picketing everybody, and they're just horrible. They're just nasty, horrible people. What else we got? Belladonna is saying, hey, Mark, you expect him to act responsibly?
Dr. Sue?
It's some white supremacist shit. May not actually, because of their age, they didn't look too skin heavy to me. So it may not be actual white supremacists. Remember, you've got that sort of group. And yes, I'm grouping people, and yes, I'm, you know, categorizing them, which I hate doing, but sometimes we have to. That whole group is the ones that tend to move in that direction. You look at the Oklahoma bombing. There you go. Right?
Right. Thanks. So,
white male.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Our voice
okay.
is dropping out. Yours is dropping out on me, too.
Yeah, your voice, it's like I hear nothing you're saying, Doc. For some strange reason, everything just started, you know, echoing.
Because you're coming in, I'll drop, too. Oh, meow. Meow, Blog Talk.
Okay, so Dr. Sue, I think Dr. Sue's call has dropped, and we're looking forward for her to call back in because she was making an interesting point. So, Doc, give us a call back in, and let's try this again. for all those who are tuned into the Intune Show tonight, we just want to say thank you for your support. If anyone wants to give a call in at 818-495-6975 and voice your opinion before we move over to the next topic, then you can do so, because we really, really want to get you guys insight on this bombing thing. And, you know, it's just crazy. And it's like, when does it end? When does it really, really end? Who knows? So we're waiting for Dr. Sue to give us a call back in. In the meantime, while we're waiting for that to all happen, I just want, you know, everyone to know that Blog Talk did inform us prior to the show that there were some technical difficulties. If it stays this way, then we may just be canceling the show and following up again in this, you know, 2 Thursdays from now. So I'm going to play a little track, and we're going to, you know, keep the show going. And Dr. Sue, when you get a chance, you just give us a call back in at, you know, when you can. Hopefully she can. The song that I'm going to play tonight is going to be called Cold Blooded by Levert. Have to go to the account, but it's